Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Professor of Biology at Central College, Dr. Paul Wyhe joins us on today's program to talk about the changing of the seasons from summer to fall. Well, Dr. Wyhe, it's that time of year again, fall here in South Central Iowa, and you know, it hasn't quite felt like it just yet, maybe to many people, as we've had kind of a warm September so far. But are we seeing any of those typical signs that we see this time of the year as we transition from summer to fall to winter?
Yeah, it's fun. I've been noticing several different signs that autumn is on the way. So even though it feels like almost 90 degrees, hot and humid weather, feels like state fair weather, I'm starting to see some of those signs. For example, just yesterday I was out and about, and the migration of the monarch butterflies was in full swing. They were everywhere. It was like being in a Disney movie with the butterflies all around my head. Just on my way to work this morning, I was noticing that several of the trees in my neighborhood are starting to turn color. So we're seeing some of those signs already.
We talk usually every year about this. What are we expecting when it comes to the changing of the leaves, which is such a visual sign that winter is coming?
Yeah, the big question for me is what this unusual summer is going to mean. We had really dry conditions across much of southern Iowa and just interesting weather and what that it will mean for the color. I was surprised to see quite so much color on some of those trees this morning. So I'm wondering if we're going to have a little bit earlier color change this year. And then if we, you know, it depends on the other end of it, if we get a really cold, wet snap later on, then it could just move everything up. I'm right now with the weather we have, I'm expecting we're going to have some good color, but probably early this year.
Remind our listeners of some of the interesting findings you shared with us about how color in some of these trees works and why this is the time of year they'd make that transition.
Yeah, so the story is that trees invest materials that they have to absorb with their roots from the soil. And those are valuable nutrients that they're using to build those leaves. And so the strategy on the part of the tree is to try to recover some of that investment before they drop the leaves in the fall. And so the colors that we're seeing, the reds and the purples, those category of colors basically are produced by the tree as a type of protection for those leaf tissues so that they can recover more of the nutrients that was used to build those leaves. And so when you see more of those kinds of colors, you're seeing that the plant is trying to employ that strategy. And I would expect that if we've had kind of drought conditions and things have been really a little bit stressful for the trees, they're probably going to do even more of that. So in addition to the yellows and golds that we would expect, probably we're going to get some pretty good reds, scarlets, and purples this year as well.
Now, one of the things that we wanted to talk about this year was not just the trees themselves, but how really the entire ecosystem is adjusting to from summer to winter. What are the typical things that we're looking for in terms of preparation, especially we'll start with the plant life and the animal life?
Yeah, years ago, I worked at a nature center when I was in college, and we used to talk about this time of year, the three different strategies that our local flora and fauna had. And the three strategies were take off, take a nap, or just take it. So take off, of course, means that you're going to migrate, or perhaps you're going to be able to find a spot where you can hide. And so this time of year, I'm seeing a lot of insects around the windowsill and so forth. And they're moving inside and trying to winter down that way. Being able to find some strategy so that you can shut down your metabolism. Maybe you're a real hibernator. Maybe you're just something that is going to find a place to hide and slow down your metabolism. Or maybe you're going to be able to toughen up. Maybe you'll change your coat or your plumage on your body. Maybe you'll be able to use the fat reserves that you've stored up, and then you'll just be able to power through the winter, and we'll see some of those plants and animals working even during, you know, January and February and so forth.
Well, and one of the things I've never had a chance to ask you about is what should we be doing? What should we be doing this time of the year to take in full advantage of making sure that not only we get through the winter, but of course be ready for next spring or if we want to have any sort of projects, what's this time of year really good for?
Yeah, so I would suggest, of course, that folks should look at all of the winterizing things for, you know, their home and their car and so forth. But in terms of ecologically, you might ask some questions about tree care, for example. So this is not a bad time of year to plant a tree. And if you live in town, Pella actually has a really nice program now where they're reimbursing homeowners for planting trees. This would not be a bad time of year for many different kinds of trees to get them in and get them set up before the hard frosts come. And then for your existing trees, shrubs, roses, and so forth, you might want to think about covering them maybe with some burlap or one of those styrofoam containers, or mulching really well around the roots for those perennials that you're going to bed down for the winter. Cleaning out your gardens so that you don't have any pest problems next year, trying to clean out all of that, and perhaps compost those materials well. And then if you do like to encourage the wildlife on your property, you might think about what would be some good suet or seeds or other food that you could put out for the wildlife as the winter is coming on, and try to encourage the ones that are going to be sticking around all year, and then you'll be able to enjoy them from your window and stay inside and warm and watch them and feed them.
Once again, that was Professor of Biology at Central College, Dr. Paul Wyhe, discussing the changing of the season from summer to fall. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.